Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is what is up?
I'm ready to sports.
What is
I'm
up?
Ready
so
to
am
world,
I.
I'm ready to World Cup. Take that, Argentina.
I watched the World Cup
no,
today.
No, you didn't.
You are correct. I did not.
That is such a lie.
I don't even know who played, but I did see that Saudi Arabia won.
Yes. So you said you didn't know who played, but you're aware Saudi Arabia won.
Well, okay, right. That's a contradiction. I knew that the Saudis won.
You're doing great.
But I did not watch it.
Should have bet it. Paid 25-1 on the money line.
25-1.
Yeah, isn't Messi now, he's like the Barry Bonds of the World Cup. He's like the best to ever do it, but he can't win a World Cup, therefore he sucks.
He's never won the World Cup?
He has not.
Well, Argentina has not won it in ages, and yes. He is their star.
He has not. They have not won it since the hand of God, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. What a bunch of losers.
He sucks. He's not even good.
Unbelievable.
I saw a TikTok video, though, of some Saudi Arabians who were watching the game. And
awesome.
When they scored, did you see the one where the dude rips the door off the hinges of his own home and throws it outside?
My man rips the door off. And the caption was like, the door didn't deserve that. And it's like a metal door.
Yeah.
And he hulks,
and he just hucks it outside.
Now, is he going to be arrested and put in jail forever for that?
Well, it is his door. Oh. Now, if it was a woman.
Is it really, though?
If it was a woman and she ripped the door off, then yes, she would be arrested and
her
put
life
in prison
is over.
For, yes, right. But him, no. I think he just got caught up in a celebratory moment. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone rip the door off the hinges in a celebration, but this was a big deal. Like Saudi Arabia isn't doing much in the World Cup, but they beat Argentina, and that was enough.
Well, wait, isn't doing much? They're 1-0. They're dominating.
Something tells me their run is not going to be to the World Cup.
Yeah.
So,
are they in our flight?
No, we have Iran.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we have Wales, England, and Iran.
That's right.
Iran, Iran.
Yeah.
Iran.
So far away.
Yeah, one of those. But Saudi Arabia, when you look at the odds, the World Cup odds, they're down there like 50,000-1. Like they're
one of the worst.
Yeah, they're way,
they're
way
really
down.
Bad
they're
at
way,
soccer.
Way, way down.
How are they
there?
Even in the tournament? Why did they let them in?
Well, obviously they had to qualify somewhere. Or in the case of Qatar, they just spent a couple billion dollars. Because I was reading that was it Sepp Blatter and then like the three other people that people from Qatar had to bribe to get the World Cup. I was reading that it was only like $1 million that they had to give to those guys. And I was like, there's just no way that you can get the World Cup for just, you know, a couple million bucks. But then I read a little deeper into it. And I guess they agreed, the Qatar Airlines agreed to buy a bunch of Airbuses from from a company that had direct ties, and they spent $4.6 billion on airplanes, and that was like one of those ones that helped cement the deal. Like, they were going to buy like three or four airplanes, and they're like, you know, we could buy a lot more if. And someone was like, well, I would like you to buy a lot more airplanes, and they're like, we'd like to have the World Cup. So you spend $4.6 billion, and then you get the World Cup.
Okay, so it's like an incentive-laden contract.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
It's not just in the base.
No, it's all tied
more
together.
To it.
I think it's a little harder to like, if you're one of those the World Cup officials, I think it's a little harder to hide $4 billion than it is like $1 million slush payment. So, yeah, I think it's all kind of tied in. So I was just reading yesterday about kind of what went into Qatar or Qatar getting the World Cup, and yeah, it's... It involves several billions.
Well, yeah, it had to involve something.
In deals.
Now, if the Saudis lose their next game, see, this is bad. I feel like this is bad that they won.
Yeah.
Even though their people are probably going crazy, right?
Yes.
If they lose the next game, do they get the bone saw?
Yikes. Ooh. I think only if you speak out against the government. Like, if you say you lost and then you blame someone, then you get the
bone saw. What if a guy kicks a ball into his own goal?
Well, that did happen. That was the Colombian guy.
That's what I'm saying. That.
Years and years ago.
Is he going to get the bone saw?
I don't think you get the bone saw for that.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Only if you're a journalist.
Or a female, you know, for a number of reasons.
I am looking at Jay Leno's face. You guys see that yet?
I heard the story about his burns, but I have not seen it
And
yet.
By the way, Saudi He's Arabia, back. I need to apologize. Now,
are you apologizing to the Saudis?
I am. I'm pulling a Phil Mickelson here.
What are you, Greg Norman?
Because I saw that I wish I was Greg Norman. Dude's getting a couple hundred million bucks from him. I'll kiss the Saudis' ass for a couple hundred million bucks. Qatar is the worst odds at plus 75,000. Iran, who's in our group, the group of non-death, they're plus 50,000. Saudi Arabia is only plus 35,000. So,
okay.
You know, hey. They've got a chance.
So they're better.
They're better.
Well, they're that reflects now their most recent win. They would have been way down there had you had them before, because they're the second worst team in the tournament by a pretty wide margin as far as world ranking is concerned.
Mm. Argentina, on the other hand, had the fifth best odds to win the World Cup.
Yeah, and they're still in it, right?
Yeah, you get two people out of the group, but
yeah, just get some points.
you gotta score some of those goals. All right, continue. What were you?
Well, I was talking about Jay Leno, but I did see that.
Yeah, Jay Leno's got he lit his face on fire.
Well, he's out of the hospital, and there are photos of him.
Does it look okay, or is it look not so good?
Well, let you be the judge.
I go to like TMZ?
Yeah, that's where I'm looking at it.
I'm surprised they, like, most celebrities, when that happens, they wouldn't allow themselves to be photographed.
He doesn't seem to care, although he is going denim on denim. That's a thing for him.
Oh, he goes. I watch the. Do you watch the Jay Leno Garage Show?
No.
I really like it because I like cars, and Jay Leno's car collection is ridiculous. So I do watch that from time to time, and I'll tell you what, that man loves him.
He
some
loves
denim.
And
he goes denim. Not only does he go denim on denim, but he'll go denim on denim tucked in. Yeah, he's a
wow.
It's a whole thing. Yeah,
haven't seen that. Probably 20 years.
It's a bold move. It's a bold
move.
Well,
he has severe burns, man. I mean, like, not...
Well...
I don't know how it'll heal, but...
You know what, though? If I told you that you got... Or someone told me that you got caught on fire and you had third-degree burns, if that's... I think that's a win.
His hand, his right hand looks awful.
Yeah.
The left side of his face... And chin under his mouth.
They've clearly scraped off a bunch of skin.
Yeah. And I don't know how that'll heal, if you'll see that forever. And then the kind of the right underneath his neck.
Yeah.
On the right side is really bad too. But yeah. Anyway.
I think that's, look, all I'm saying is, if you tell me you are going to catch me on fire, Sook, we're lighting you on fire.
We were going to do that today.
I'm not real happy about it, but I understand.
Live on the air.
For the show, like, hey, you know, ratings are struggling, right, man. We gotta pick this up.
Right.
And you tell me that that's going to be the aftermath, you know what? I'll take it. That's not... I thought that'd be way worse.
So I was reading somebody on the tweets had this that... So just putting into context the Saudi upset of Argentina,
mm-hmm.
25-1 odds was the same odds of a 16 seed beating a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. Which did happen.
Yeah, that has happened.
I think it was UMBC
Yeah, over the Labradors or whatever.
Over number one Virginia in 2008. Same
odds. Yeah.
So that, if you want some U.S. context.
Yeah, because I do think it helps to kind of put that into perspective. So this is, it's the longest of odds, but it has been done, although it's been done once in modern tournament history, so.
Yeah, and I would imagine not all 1 versus 16s are created equal, even though we may think they are. Some teams maybe plus, you know, or like 50-1, and other teams 30-1. That team happened to be 25-1.
I saw a sports gambling dude put it into American football terms and said that when the Jacksonville Jaguars upset the Broncos in 2013 and they were a 26.5-point underdog in that game, the payout was only 17-1 on the money line. So it's like it they were the equivalent of a 4-touchdown dog in this one.
Yeah, basically almost 30-point underdog. Hmm. If you, yeah. Well, I don't remember that. 26 points and the Jags won?
It says when the Jacksonville Jaguars, they didn't win. It was just the largest spread they had covered. in recent memory. 26.5 being the spread.
What was
the
score?
I don't know.
Do we know? What year you said?
I'll find it. 2013. Okay. Broncos Jags.
I'm all over this. Now I want to know what happened.
I don't remember that at all. That's the most random. It's like one of the more random things that has ever been thrown out. Hey, you remember that game from all those years ago involving Jacksonville and Denver?
It was a gambling guy, so I think it was just in his archives as like the biggest spread he's seen in a while.
I thought you were going to give me like some sort of playoff game or like the Tim Tebow game of you involving Denver when he beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs, something like that. You just gave me Jacksonville?
2013, you said?
Correct.
Yeah, the final score of that game was 35-19.
And Denver won, right?
But it was the largest spread in NFL history. That's why it was notable.
Jacksonville covered.
Who the hell was Jacksonville's quarterback if that's the largest spread in NFL history?
That's a good... Hey, okay, so I'll tell you that... So I'm looking at the box score from that game.
Yeah.
Denver, that was Peyton Manning.
Okay.
You know, and they were, at the time, 5-0 on that season.
Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
That was the year they lost to the Seahawks.
Okay.
So 2014, they won the Super Bowl? Peyton Manning, besides me, think that that seems weird that that was as long as ago. Like, now I'm doing some math. I'm like, damn it. It's almost 10 years
ago. Peyton was playing for the Broncos back then?
Fart.
So, who do you think was quarterback of the Jags? He went 27 of 42 for 303 in that game.
27 of 42. Is that Blake Bortles?
No.
Who else is, like, what other
Garrard?
Chad Henne.
David Garrard?
Ooh, David Garrard.
Chad Henne.
Chad Henne was their quarterback?
Nailed it.
Now I'm just going back and like, Mark Brunell, I don't know, whatever Jacksonville quarterback you want.
Chad Henne, boy, that guy's hung around a long time. You know, he's still backing up Pat Mahomes out there in Kansas City.
Well, like I said, there was a really good article in The Athletic not too long ago, just a couple weeks, about Colt McCoy. You know, Colt McCoy's been a backup for 11 years. And again, that's another one that makes me feel really old because I seem to remember that Colt McCoy national title game against Alabama. In my mind, that's just a handful of years ago. I'm like, oh, wait, that was a decade ago. Sorry about that. By the way, Saudi Arabia, 2-1, their big upset over Argentina.
Yeah, they didn't beat them badly.
No, although, I mean, what is like a, is 3-1 like a humiliating defeat in soccer?
No, but 4-1?
France had that against the Kiwis, or not the Kiwis, the Australians today.
Yeah. What was the final of that game?
4-1.
Yeah, see, that's a blowout.
They beat them down. Viva
la
France.
England won 6-2. Over the Iraqis.
Well, and that's a big concern for the U.S. because then if the U.S., after drawing to Wales, wants to make sure they're the second team out of the group behind England,
whatever.
They've got to probably beat Iran by more than that, which is going to be tough to do.
You mean Iraq, right?
I don't believe so.
Is it Iran?
It's Iran.
Oh, I said the Iraqis.
Yes.
Sorry.
No.
My apologies to Iraq.
To the Iraqis
and such? Are they in
the
tournament? Did you say that?
What about IROP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Iraqis. They are in the tournament.
Yeah, didn't you read the odds there?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't listening. All right, so short week.
Wait.
It's Tuesday. You know, there's a holiday on Thursday.
I lied. They're not in it.
Okay, they're not.
The Iraqis are not in it.
Okay. So the Saudis and the Iranians are in there.
Saudis, the Iranians, and the Qataris, or the Qatarians.
Yeah.
They're in there.
All right.
But not the Iraqis.
World Cup.
Yes. Go soccer in USA or, you know, England or wherever it is you're rooting for.
Tunisia also played today.
Did they win?
They drew with Denmark.
Yeah, there was like, there was a bunch of draws.
Two scoreless draws.
Is this the tournament of upsets?
The Mexico-Poland 0-0 game?
Is the bracket opening up for the United States and Ted Lasso?
It would be good if, you know, if Iran had done this to England yesterday for the U.S., but in this case, no, does not help.
I just love that all of a sudden, a lot of soccer experts
out
there. A lot of soccer experts, including me.
So it's a short week. Today is Tuesday, but you already knew that.
Yes.
It's just that we don't have a show on Thursday because of the holiday. We do have a show on Friday, I think.
Because of the Civil War, yes.
Well, that's on Saturday.
I understand, but the boss likes to do the show. If we had the Civil War on Friday, we wouldn't be doing a
and
show.
And we have recently, right? We've had a couple years in the semi-recent past, we've had it on Friday.
They did have it on Friday, and they moved it, and I don't know why.
And so now we're forced to do a show because he wants us to talk to the seven people that are out driving around.
Right.
So there you go.
We're kind of getting into that time of the year where everyone's traveling now.
Pretty much.
It's just kind of, and you know, it's going to be a free-for-all around here. You never know who you're going to hear.
Buckle up. That night could be dying at any moment.
You don't sound like you're dying.
I feel a little better today. I think that I woke up and
you
it was
kicked it.
I woke up and it was a little rough.
You kicked
but,
it.
You
kicked it right in the nuts.
Cold medicine has helped quite a bit.
And you said, I'm not going to get sick. I'm Big Sook. Look at me.
But I was sick.
I won't be sick. Men don't get sick. By the way, we have a COVID in the house.
Not me. I do not have COVID.
Danny Meringue with
Danny
the COVID.
Meringue, COVID.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I am COVID-free. One, tested COVID-free. And where this illness sprung from, which was the significant other, the better half, she just had a cold, not COVID.
Well, she's always out there partying.
She is. She gets out there. She gets out there and mixes it up.
She's a woman of the people.
She is. Me, on the other hand, I'm a man of the house.
And then she brings it all home to you.
Yeah, and I gave her a bunch of crap for it because she gets mad at me when she gets sick and I try to stay away from her. And then
my wife doesn't like that either.
And it pisses me off. I'm like, I don't want your illness. And then sure enough, the moment I get sick, like she started to feel better and then I got sick and I'm like, see? And she's like, well, I didn't get you sick. She refuses to take any responsibility for the illness that has now fallen on me.
I'm dug in on this. I don't know what my wife wants out of me, but why would anybody go out of their way to get close to someone who is sick?
Thank you.
Like, I don't care if you're in love.
Yes.
I don't care if you're trying to help.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
And I bring you the juice, right? I bring you whatever
soup. I'll set it right outside the door.
I bring you your meds. But it's one of these things where, like, you want to cuddle. You want to lay on my chest and wheeze into me.
Right.
I mean, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Seriously.
What are we doing?
And now here it is. She's recovered, feeling fine. I got 2 days till Thanksgiving. And guess who over here can't breathe and doesn't feel good? Me.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Exactly. I'm very unhappy about the whole thing.
Perhaps she should get the bone saw.
It's possible. Maybe in a better world. It was a simpler time.
Wow. All right. Well, what I was saying was, it's kind of a discombobulated week. You know, yesterday's show was at A-Lane. It was wild out there.
Yeah.
We met a lot of great listeners. You know, that guy who was staring us down that we were worried about that might axe us.
Did he come after you later?
Yeah, and he was great.
Couldn't have been a nicer dude.
Why was he staring at you?
Well, he said he was having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, we only had one speaker and it was like kind of faced the other way.
It's
so
loud in a casino, as you know.
Yes.
It was loud in there. I didn't even know if I should do the background noise for the club hour. Didn't really feel like it was necessary.
It was there. It was like real background.
It was real.
There were definitely times it was hard to hear what was, you know, what we were talking about, because the crowd, especially when something big happened in the game.
And yet the show was phenomenal.
We pressed on.
Jeff in Salem was great.
Yes.
And he came all the way from Salem. He drove all the way up there from Salem to just hang out and watch our show and hang with us. And he drank Coca-Cola the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
He said what was his line? He said, he said he wasn't very good at it or something.
Yeah.
Or he was like great at it.
I called him a quitter. And I was disappointed.
Yeah, that was a little weird, but he's clearly a recovering alcoholic.
No,
he's a great guy.
No, he's not an alcoholic. He had another reason why he stopped. He didn't go on the program or whatever.
Well, he may not have gone on the program, but I took that as he had
done
his fair share.
He had seizures. That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah, it's seizures.
Well, I think that means maybe he drank a little too much.
I know. What are you talking about?
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was great. Jeff and Sam. We had Ryan Huddleston was out there. I saw Jake the Hater. Do you remember that name?
Yep.
He was out there. A lot of our P1s that came by and said hi. We have rad listeners, and so it was great meeting all of you. A lot of them came by.
Someone whose childhood dreams Sook squashed, we learned.
Yes. Was that the caller guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kid?
Some kid when he was 13.
I think
13
he's over
that,
it.
That called it. I don't know. He felt, I think his name was Matthew. He felt very, I felt like he needed... It was like some sort of 12-step therapy. Like he had to like
It was cathartic for
him. Yes. I had to let him know that he is not the sole reason why we stopped taking phone calls.
That's correct.
I think he believes in his heart of hearts that the reason why no one is allowed to call into this program anymore is his 13-year-old self.
Well.
And I told him it's not the case.
No, but it's calls like his. So, I mean, we don't want to hear that crap.
Sorry, Matthew. Apparently, and Rob is placing the blame on you.
But anyway, it was great. Alan A was great. It was fun having them out. Or wait, it was fun being out there and them having us. We have a lot of listeners up there, and that place is really nice. And we met Hugh, the sportsbook manager.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He's great. Yeah. He knows a lot about, you know, betting and stuff, which would be cool to talk to him again. And then today, you know, we have Jambrew, college football playoff and everything. Playoff rankings, I mean. And then tomorrow is our Friday, kind of.
Pretty much.
Only we have a Friday after the Friday on Friday.
So it's like Friday part two.
So we'll do our picks tomorrow. Robbing the Bank is tomorrow.
And then hopefully Rob will be here on Friday if he doesn't get shanked during Black Friday. Because I know you'll be out there in the early morning hours trying to get all those sweet deals.
I've already pitched my tent at Target.
Well, so that's so you can get to A&A at a reasonable hour, right?
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture you in different...
Although they said the sportsbook doesn't open until 1 on Thanksgiving, so I won't be out there for
that's a little disappointing.
For the early game.
I'm just trying to picture you lined up at like a Walmart ready to fight over a $199 TV.
You know me. You know how much I love deals.
It would be amazing.
All right. Well, we got to go. That was a long opening segment. Glad to be back in studio with now working TVs. Look at this. We leave for a day.
Yeah.
We come back in and just things are that much better in here.
I've got a television now. Instead of looking at your beautiful mug, I'm feeling great.
So we'll get started with our poll question. It pertains to college football, and we will do that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Here's our poll question today. It is on Twitter at 1080TheFan. As always, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Where is the upset this week? Beavers over Ducks. Michigan over Ohio State. Cougs over Huskies or Notre Dame over USC?
I think I might go with the Beavs on that one. I mean, it's only like 3.5 for a reason in that game. It's at Reser. I think Oregon State's playing really well right now. I think if their secondary is healthy, question mark, but if they get a couple guys back, I think they have the ability to hang with Oregon in the secondary, and then I think it comes down to the Bo Nix thing. If Bo Nix is hobbled like he was against Utah, I think this is a really tough out. So I look around, And, you know, Cougs, I mean, every one of those I don't think is a laugher. We know Michigan and Ohio State should be a good game. Was last year Michigan pulled it out and Michigan's undefeated. I think Washington's better than Washington State. I don't trust Washington State's offense. And then Notre Dame, USC, I could see that too. But USC feels like, you know, they're, you know, that one against UCLA was a bigger hurdle. So I'm going to lean towards the Beavs. I think if Nix is dinged up, I think the Beavs absolutely have a chance to do this.
Well, we know he is dinged up. That is a fact.
Yeah, it's just
the
a matter
question
of
is,
how healthy.
Is how, will he be that much better than he was against Utah?
Yeah.
And with ankle sprains, that's tough. Like, a week is not that long. Like, those need, and I know they're doing everything they can to rehab him and, yep, and all the tools at their disposal, which will really help, but he could not run.
No.
And so.
And really, you know, that
I just feel
that,
like.
That hurts you throwing the football, too.
Yeah, he threw it well.
They also,
yes,
couldn't move him around. I mean, they've been doing a lot of stuff with moving pockets, yeah, and RPOs,
right,
and stuff like that. He had to be a lot more stationary, and they had to get it out quicker.
He said today, I'll read you his quotes from what he said today at practice in just a second, but I just don't know how much better you can expect to be with that particular injury 1 week later.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I think I'm leaning, if you ask me where is the upset, I'll go with the Beavs. I'll go with the
Beavs.
So
vote and vote hard. Here is what he said today. He said, quote, "It's doing well. A lot better this Tuesday than it was last Tuesday. I'm very thankful. Our training staff is doing a great job, and we're just monitoring it. We should be good to go." He went on to say that, reading through there, he said that game was not just about him not running. He said it hurt so bad that he said that he was just limiting unnecessary movements. He's actually been through this before.
Yeah.
He broke his ankle before. I think he said in high school, and he came back from that. And so he said it really helped me that he had experience with that. And he knew at quarterback, like, you can't get away with that at any other position,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You played football, I think.
I did.
There's no other position you could get away with that. Quarterback, you know,
you can kind of
technically can.
You can ham and egg it out there. But yeah, if you're a corner, right, you can't be like, I'm going to limit unnecessary movement.
So he was limiting his unnecessary movements, which he really did. If you notice, listening to him talk or reading his quotes about that, I thought back to the game and was like, yeah, man, he did not. He was really good about that. Like,
yep,
not even just on his own, not doing something that could tweak it.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty impressive. He also said that the play sheet with him hobbled was tiny.
Sure.
And the fact that they got away with that against Utah, that is a really strong sort of feather in the cap of Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
Now, Utah, having watched that game, it was, as we all did, Utah figured it out. And in the second half, I know Duck fans were screaming from the mountaintops, you know, run the ball, run the ball. Utah, like, Oregon really didn't have many options.
No.
In the second half, once Utah took away all that stuff on the outside.
Figured out what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing, and they knew that Bo Nix wasn't going anywhere, which is, I think, exactly why this game, if Nix is like that again this week, scares the crap out of
him. Well, and I would assume that Oregon State comes out of the gate playing the role of, we're going to assume that Bo Nix is beat up,
right,
and we're going to make you prove to us
100%
that you can move him around, and if not, we're going to play it the way Utah did in the second half.
I think it's one thing to come out when nobody really knows what you're going to do and nobody really knows who's at quarterback and how hobbled Nix is.
Yeah.
You get a half for them to figure out, for them to play against you and go, okay, here's what they're doing.
Yeah.
After that, there's not much else you can do.
No.
I mean, the tape is out. So I think it's even harder for Oregon against Oregon State if Nix is at that same level than it would be the element of surprise which they had with Utah.
Yeah. And you scored 3 points in the second half. You were lucky to hold on to that. So, you know, at this point, you know, where he's at, I don't know. Obviously, Bo Nix can come out and say that he feels a lot better today than he did last Tuesday. But again, if he wasn't, would he tell you? I mean, I guess.
I think it's just the fact that ankle injuries, they don't just.
They're not magically better in a day.
If he's better, which he should be a week later,
no,
he ain't going to be that much better.
No. And the other one, too, is did you sustain damage in that game? You know, did you, you know, re-aggravate it and you piss it off? I mean, obviously, at the end of the game, the guy's not looking very good hobbling around there. So this is one of those, just like anything else. You'll come out in the start of the game, and we're going to cross our fingers and see how he goes. But I would be shocked if Oregon State didn't come out under the assumption of Bo Nix is really limited, and we're going to make you prove to us that you can play him the way you did in the first 10 weeks of the season. And Utah didn't have that luxury. It's a great point.
Vote hard. 1080 The Fan on Twitter, at 1080 The Fan. NFL Week 11, Wasabi continues next. You want to see the difference between a winning franchise and not. We'll get to that next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, now to the NFL. Jamboree at 4, the college football playoff rankings. See where USC lands. That'll be out about 4:15. Cover that for you. Last night, I didn't get it. Actually, I didn't see much of it at all because we were out at A&A, and it looked like a blowout. Niners Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, you just
38-10.
Yeah, you saw the Cardinals completely unravel. Well, one, no Kyler Murray. I think of their starting offensive lineman at the start of the year, only one, their right tackle, was active. So, I mean, you start doing some math here, right? Injuries piling up, backup quarterback.
You can beat the Rams that way, but not the Niners.
No, you're not going to beat the Niners.
Niners are on, man, that team.
Well, and you start to look at it now.
That team's nasty.
Garoppolo is playing much, much better. And remember when he came back and people were giving him crap and he was like, look, I haven't had a training camp. It's like, give me some time. Garoppolo is looking better and better. They've gone all in, right? They're getting healthy. They've went out and got him, an extra weapon and a guy like Christian McCaffrey. And when you look at the NFC, Philadelphia the last couple weeks has looked mortal, right? Dallas, we know, is a good contender right there. Minnesota, I think some of the shine obviously has come off of them because of what Dallas did. So you start looking through the NFC, and I don't know why the 49ers aren't saying, why me? Which is just goes to the interesting kind of angle of the whole Trey Lance thing, right? How much you gave up to go up and get Trey Lance because you didn't think this team was capable of doing it the way it was currently constructed. But now you're doing it in spite of giving up the capital and going out and getting Trey Lance and having to bring back Jimmy Garoppolo. And who would have thought that maybe the biggest move in the offseason was the simple fact of Garoppolo delaying his surgery and not being able to find a trade partner for him? And somehow agreeing to restructure his deal now to bring him back. Because where are they at without Jimmy Garoppolo right now?
Yeah, I wonder where they're at if Trey Lance doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, who knows?
You know,
who knows?
So hard to say, but
I mean, it didn't look good, but obviously it was early on in the process.
So the Cardinals, a couple things. I was teasing ahead saying that if you want to see the difference between a winning franchise and not, look no further than this game. I was reading today that, well, there's two things. One, the altitude in Mexico City. Kyle Shanahan and Nick Bosa both talked about the altitude being a game changer in the game.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury and Marcus Golden for the Cardinals both said it wasn't even a thing.
Isn't it funny how when you lose, you know, you would think it would be the other way around. You would think the team that would lose that uses an excuse, but...
But the Niners ended up giving the game ball to Jed York because Jed York spent the money to let them practice all week in Colorado.
Yeah.
They went to altitude to prepare for Mexico City. Arizona didn't even think it was a thing. There is a prime example of a difference between a winning franchise and not.
Winning franchises do the little things. And it's about, you know, if it comes down to a few dollars and cents, they're willing to do it. And as someone that's played at elevation in college and in the NFL, if you're not used to it, it absolutely can make a difference. I've always said that I think at times maybe we overplay it. You know, like they places.
Well, but look at the second half of the game, though.
Exactly.
Arizona just didn't have anything left.
No, but also, too, that Arizona's not a very good team that was playing with a backup quarterback and four backup offensive linemen. That had something to do with it, too.
7,349 feet.
Yeah, I don't really think about Mexico City as being up there, but, you know,
it is.
From having played in Denver, Wyoming's like that, and Provo in Utah, Salt Lake, I mean, we're not Denver or Wyoming. Colorado, was it? Colorado State was like that too. I think it was Fort Collins, or maybe it was Air Force is up there, where you feel it. I've had teams, like I remember when Virginia or Tulane came up, I remember after the game, you're talking to players and guys would say that. They're like, God, it's hard to breathe up here. And to you, you're like, oh, I never really thought of us being a real high elevation place, but absolutely can play a role. And you would think that if you're an NFL team, like the 49ers, I mean, they obviously thought it was the thing. They obviously thought it was something worth taaking a look at, and Arizona did not.
And guess who won 38-10?
But again, this is my point. The elevation does not, that is not what led to 38-10.
I know, but still, it's like, if you're trying to win a game, do everything you can to win the game.
Or don't
just ignore one major element of it.
Or don't get your offensive line / run coordinator sent home. Think about it, you're dealing with four backup offensive linemen, and your offensive, your run scheme coordinator and your line coach isn't there because you sent his ass home.
So that's the second thing. The Cardinals have fired offensive line coach Sean Coogler.
Yes.
And all they are saying is, well, he's an offensive assistant. Is he O-line coach?
He's their O-line coach, and he's their run game coordinator.
Yeah. Coogler, all they're saying is that there was an incident in Mexico City.
I think we know what that means, right? I mean, can't we?
I mean, I don't know.
I
got in a fight?
No. Take a guess. Take another one.
He killed someone.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Someone on the text line said it rhymes with rostitution.
There you go.
How do you know that?
I'm just taking a guess.
Why?
I know football coaches.
Isn't that legal down there?
I know Mexico. I'm guessing that it rhymes with rostitution. Like,
do we have to not say prostitution?
What incident?
It's just a funny text.
Because it's way funnier to say ropper. Like, you say ropper.
Rostitution?
What? Drag me into this.
Like, I'm just trying to think of something that you could do that would get you sent home, that would get you fired, but not be like a major criminal offense where you're arrested or something like that.
I mean, could you get so blitzed, though, that you ended up in like a drunk tank and that they're like, okay, you're supposed to coach the next day.
Of this course.
It's possible.
But prostitution is legal in Mexico, so why would they fire him over that?
I think the idea is that if you get caught maybe bringing someone back to the hotel, you never know. Like, I just... And by the way, I don't think prostitution is legal in Mexico. I think it just happens.
Internet says it is.
All over the place?
It says prostitution in Mexico is legal under federal law.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
But each of the 31 states enacts its own prostitution laws and policies.
Yeah.
13 of the states allow and regulate prostitution. Prostitution involving minors under 18 is illegal.
I was going to say, I think there's some places that maybe view it differently than others. Look, I just assume that anytime you get sent home, it has something to do with pills, booze, or women. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure eventually the details of it will leak out, but all I know is that when you're dealing with a backup quarterback and 4/5 of a backup offensive line, it's not a good idea to have your offensive line coach / run game coordinator sent home. That's not good.
Rostitution is legal in Mexico City.
Is it? Okay,
yeah.
Then maybe that wasn't it. Or again, maybe if you get caught doing something like that, it's not a matter of it being illegal. It's more of a team policy sort of thing.
Well, TMZ will probably get the deets within the, you know, within a couple hours.
They'll have it.
You know.
And also, you know, the 49ers defense is ridiculous, and the Cardinals could do nothing against
it. Getting healthy, too.
Getting healthy.
Gotta like that. All right. Up next, who do you want late in the game? Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
Mm.
Or Taylor Heineke?
Well, that goes without saying.
It is 3:45 on the...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We have Buck pointed us to Rex Chapman's Twitter here. Rex Chapman always gets the goods. That guy. A couple of fans from the Raider or from the Chargers Chiefs game Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tossing another fan over a bridge.
Now, I took umbrage with this because Buck made it sound like when you say you threw someone off a bridge, right?
What would you call
it? Stop. That's not a bridge.
I wasn't trying to make it sound extreme, but he was thrown off of a high.
Well, no. That is what it says on here. That's how it's described on the video.
It's incorrect. He was thrown off a pedestrian overpass.
Okay. That still is pretty extreme.
It's about
10 feet.
Tops.
Tops. You're talking about being thrown off maybe a low-level roof. So when you say... Man, some Raider fan, or was it the Chiefs and the...
It was Chiefs Chargers.
Chiefs Chargers.
It looks like a Charger fan is the one getting dumped.
Well, that makes sense.
But I can't tell.
So if you told me that some Chiefs fans threw someone off a bridge instantly, especially the way Buck was like, bridge! You really emphasized bridge. I'm thinking 205, I-5, Glenn Jackson... You threw someone off a bridge. I'm like, holy God.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. However, that person easily could have died.
No.
Easily.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He lands wrong, dude.
If he lands head first, he's done.
We all know that when you're drunk, you land great. It's like a cat. Look at that. That guy bounces up like he's not even, he's fine.
Well, he is fine. But it doesn't mean he could have gone the other way.
Yeah, dude, that is not
10
cool.
feet tops.
That is not cool. And it looks like it's Chargers fans that are dumping the guy over because one of them has a Keenan Allen jersey.
Okay.
Although the guy who dumped the guy.
It could be Chargers on Chargers fans.
It's only, yeah, it could be. It's only one dude, really.
I'm just saying, you need to not say bridge. You need to say pedestrian walkway.
Look, it's not pretty, man.
He dumped. Well, it's not ugly. There's no blood. There's no broken, but it wasn't.
It could have been.
Quit your pearl clutching.
Dude,
by the way,
threw a dude over a 10-foot railing.
I saw a fight in high school.
Yeah.
It was just a mundane fight. You know how high school fights are?
Yeah. Meet at the church across the street.
Chad Dodge.
Great name, by the way.
Punched a kid.
Chad Dodge.
And the kid went down, and we were all like...
You don't mess with Chad Dodge.
No, he was tough.
Everyone knows that.
He was the bully.
Oh, yeah.
And he punched this kid, and he went down, and then we all go back into the party. We're like, well, that fight's over.
Yeah.
That kid was never the same.
Really?
Yeah, one punch.
Got it scrambled.
And I had to go testify in court as to what I saw. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
And it's so that's just one punch, much less a nice little flight over a 10-foot pedestrian bridge.
Well, what we've learned is getting thrown off of a pedestrian walkway lesser than getting punched by one Chad Dodge.
Well, that was probably Chad Dodge in the video.
By the way, speaking of this, have you seen both of our fearless leaders? Have you seen Jeff Austin or Kim Martinez?
I've heard.
No, I've only heard about Jeff.
I think we were led by a bunch of drunks.
Wow. Boy, it is something.
We've
and they're
got
both
black eyes, right?
And they're both claiming that they fell.
Not black guys.
No.
Black eyes.
black eyes.
So do we think they got in the octagon or something?
I don't know. It's the same eye, too. And it is impressive.
So I haven't seen either of them, but I've heard.
Yeah. So
Jeff Austin is our program director.
Yes.
He is claiming that he was running on his hardwood floor and slipped and hit his face.
I'm not buying it.
And in socks.
One of the one of the better black eyes that you have seen. It looks almost fake, like someone took a black magic marker and like gave him like the little rascal dog eye.
And then Kim, fearless GM,
who I saw today.
Yeah, I haven't seen her, but I heard that she clipped her heel in a bar stool.
Yes, and down she went.
And down she went, getting dual black guys.
And her again, not she did not get dual black guys.
Oh,
she got black dual eyes.
Black eyes. Right
now, that would have been a night. What happened? Well, I slipped and fell, and
you ever had dual black eyes?
Got two black guys. It happened. Hers is not only does she have the really nice black eye underneath, but she has the bloody eye and then the big yellow purple bruise on top of it. It is a great shiner.
Can they tone it down a notch?
Well, like what
in
is
management?
What is happening?
Or maybe I want a little cut of that jib.
I guess something's going down. Because she said you should see the other guy, and I was like, what happened? And she showed me Jeff Austin's photo, and I'm like, holy crap!
That's called deflecting, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And they're gonna both try to convince me that it was two separate incidents, same day, same eye. Both slipping and falling.
Interesting.
And this is not like I've fallen a million times. I'm like, what? Did you not put your hand out? Like when you fall, that's why you don't have T-Rex arms. You put out your hands.
Well, she said
maybe you're holding something.
Well, I think her again. Like I said, I think her heel got in. I don't think she had time.
Yeah.
It sounds like her heel got stuck in the bar stool and she went.
Yeah,
splat.
And she hit like the tabletop.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking like bar stool to floor, you'd have the time to break your fall, but
yeah, she went bar stool to table, but it is a very, very good shiner that both of them, and I don't know if I'm going just, like it depends on how you rate, I need to get them to send me the photo. Kim's got them, I'll see if we can put them up. If you're
she ain't gonna let you do that.
If you're ranking the black eye, I feel like Jeff for color only wins because his is just black as your soul. But Kim with the bloody eye, it really adds an element of shock and awe to the black eye. I lean. It's a 10-9 round. It's very close, but I lean towards Kim's black eye.
We have a suggestion on the text line that it was a corporate headbutt fight.
Yes.
Ah.
I'd like to think that this was something happened. There was some sort of incident involving those two.
Do you think Odyssey Management does like Fight Club?
I would hope so. That's how they like settle disputes. Like
Squid Game, someone says.
I mean, what are the odds of our two direct managers above us both getting horrific black eyes
at the same time?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, very very long odds.
And there's the other one too that I told Kim because I haven't gotten to talk to Jeff yet. If you're gonna come up with an excuse for your black, I fell. Is that not the lamest, like, Lifetime movie abuser? I fell down the stairs. Come up with something cool. Like, you were like, you
that's
know.
That's unquestionable.
Yes.
Like, wow, that is so wild that I'm sure that happened.
You fell. At least be like, I don't know, I was at Lake O and I was in a lacrosse game or something. I had a rogue thing fly at me. You come up with a better excuse than I fell, especially I fell at a bar. And let it be known that I was present during the Brian Greasy I fell. Remember that one?
Yeah, he said he tripped over the dog.
Right? I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
At the party.
Yeah, he didn't trip over anything.
Was he your starting quarterback
at that time? He was.
Brian Greasy. So you guys were at a party.
His house.
Thanksgiving? Or Christmas?
I don't remember which one.
And I guess he was a raging drunk, right? Like he just got.
He liked to have a couple.
Ham boned.
He liked to have a couple.
And so we all know that guy.
Yeah.
So
Niners quarterback coach now, right?
Oh, is he?
I believe so.
I would have guessed Cardinals.
Hey-o!
But he said he tripped over his dog.
Yeah.
What really happened?
Yeah, he's got steep front steps. And what happened was a bottle of Jack Daniels. That's what happened.
So what did he do? He just fell?
Yeah, he just asked.
Somebody pushed him?
No, just face down, just boom. But they're doing he tripped over the dog. I'm like, okay, nice. Yeah. Again, yeah. That's the excuse? You were at a party that everyone was at, and you came up with the excuse of the dog? No, the excuse was you had some of the steepest, you had one of those really, like, grand entryways, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was
the quarterback of a football team. Yeah.
Yes.
I can imagine.
It was a bit ridiculous. All I'm saying is this. If you have a propensity to get into some drinky poos, maybe don't have like 37 steps, like concrete sharp edge steps leading up to your door. Mm. Not a great idea.
It's a very practical thought.
It was a good fall, though. I mean, it was one of those you're like, ooh. And then you think it's over, and then it keeps going. You're like, oh, it just keeps going and going. And it was like the Energizer Bunny of falls.
Clearly, we know that our bosses, Jeff Austin and Kim Martinez, are not athletes.
No. No.
Not a lot of spring there.
No. I also got to wonder if maybe a drinky poo was involved.
What do you mean? What?
Just
you're assuming these are sober?
Well, yeah, right? I mean, they were sober.
Get out of here, man.
They were both sober falls, right?
I would
right?
bet my life they were both housed.
Is it possible to fall and hurt yourself and not have it be alcohol fueled? Has that ever happened?
That's a good point.
I will say,
it doesn't happen.
I very recently almost nearly had a catastrophic fall on the stairs because of a kid's toy that was sitting on the stairs that I stepped on.
That happened.
And that's the first time, probably sans alcohol, that I've nearly had a serious sober accident.
Or ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I had a bad one in Bend where I had to, because when you fall, your instant reaction is you got to get up because of the embarrassment.
100%.
And I was crossing a street in Bend, actually in Sisters. In that little downtown, like with all the little downtown area there, we have all the little shops. And I went down so hard and was mortified because it was a busy holiday crowd. And I tried to bounce up like it wasn't going to like affect me. I had to go back to all fours in the middle of the road. And then there was a scene, and then it was a whole scene because the cars were stopped. And I didn't care at that moment. Sometimes you just need a moment to compose yourself. And it is embarrassing. The falls, there's no way to look cool when you're falling.
All right, our Jamboree is coming up next on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.